News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, the GAA has unveiled the revised 2021 Masters fixture plan for the club and county seasons. To talk us through it is Alan Milton, Director of Communications with the GAA. Alan, when's the throw-in happening? What format can we expect?
Well, in 10 days' time, Shane, thankfully the wait to get back to training will be finished. And then within a number of days after that, we'll have our kids back, crucially, which is massive for the GAA. But the long and the short of it for the inter-county scene is that the leagues will start in football on May the 15th and 16th and run until late June, June 19th, 20th. And the hurling leagues will have started the previous week. So there's four games for football counties in the league and five in hurling. Then we proceed on to championship. There'll be a break, obviously, before championship. The football championship will be run very similarly to last year. It'll be a straight knockout. Hence the importance of giving teams a few games in the league. And the hurling is being run on a very similar structure to last year in that there will be a backdoor opportunity because there's just less counties in the hurling championship. So something for us all to look forward to.
Yeah, definitely. No Christmas All-Irelands this year.
No, thankfully, Shane. The football All-Ireland will be scheduled provisionally for the 28th and 29th of August. And the hurling championship is for a week earlier. Now, crucially, we'll only be left with four teams by the start of August in the senior inter-county championships, meaning that if the government permit our clubs to go back, all of our clubs should be back in championship action, potentially, possibly league and cup action before that, at the start of August.
Do you think there's any chance we'll have spectators at those All-Ireland finals? Any word on government from that? I mean, August is a long way off.
Yeah, we haven't had any word whatsoever on that, Shane, and we've planned for having no spectators. Needless to say, if that changes, we'll be flexible enough to accommodate them and we'd love to welcome them back, but that won't be our decision.
Okay, I've heard a little bit of grumbling. I'm not sure if it's fair or not from club players saying, you know, we have to wait till the county thing is done before, you know, it could be September before we're playing club championship games. What would your response be to that?
Yeah, I saw some of that, Shane. I was surprised, to be honest with you. Last year we put the clubs first because we could. This time round we can start the clubs and we've no data as to when we'd be allowed to start. So imagine we left all this gap and we didn't use it for county games. It would mean that we'd be wasting time and we'd be trying to cram everything into the bad winter months. So it's simply not possible to go with club first because we don't have a date as to when the clubs will be allowed to play competitive action. We couldn't take a gamble when we don't have a date, so it just wouldn't have been realistic.
Just very finally, there's been a lot of talk about various teams, COVID breaches, county teams. Does it suggest a little bit that the GAA is moving away from its amateur ethos if county teams are willing to take those kind of risks just to get an edge in the championship?
I'm not sure if that's a new discussion, to be honest, Shane, but yeah, only true. The counties themselves can answer that. But what I will say is we've been steadfast in that what happened in recent weeks has been damaging for the association. I hope we're at an end of it. It's obviously linked into the elite status that many of our inter-county teams and possibly players think we should have. But because they're circulating in the workplace, it meant they had to be treated differently by the government. So I hope with 10 days to go, we won't be having any further conversations because it has the potential to blight the GAA further.
We leave it there. Alan Milton, Director of Communications with the GAA. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.